questions.
Wow, that's amazing. How do I let him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Radio Christian Voice News, the global link.
ECZ refers back adopted candidates carrying same adoption certificates for same political parties. Zambians urged to prioritize character when voting. An Africa summit in India postponed over Ebola outbreak fears. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says it has sent back aspiring candidates who have presented adoption certificates purportedly issued by the same political party for the same elective position. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro says the candidates have been sent back to their respective political parties to resolve the matter internally and ensure that only one duly adopted candidate is presented for each position in accordance with the law and established electoral procedures. Mr. Kasaro also said the filing of nominations for presidential, national assembly, and local government elections is proceeding as scheduled across the country, with only a few areas where incidents of violence and disturbances have been reported. In these areas, nomination processes were temporarily suspended as a precautionary measure to safeguard the safety and security of commission of staff, aspiring candidates, stakeholders, and members of the public, said Mr. Kasaro in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Kasaro has further condemned all forms of electoral violence and urged political parties, aspiring candidates, and their supporters to conduct themselves peacefully, responsibly, and in accordance with the Electoral Code of Conduct. A youth-led organization, Youth Life Project, has expressed concern over the low number of young people adopted for parliamentary positions ahead of the August general elections, noting that most youths have instead been adopted for councillor positions. Organization Executive Director Michael Nkosi says the trend undermines the spirit of constitutional reforms aimed at promoting youth participation in governance. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Nkosi expressed disappointment with the number of youths adopted for parliamentary seats and questioned how young people would be adequately presented in the National Assembly. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Nkosi expressed disappointment with the number of youths adopted for parliamentary seats and questioned how young people would be adequately represented in the National Assembly. It is disheartening to see youths only being pushed into councillor roles instead of being considered for positions such as members of parliament, said Mr. Nkosi. He described the adoption process as unfair, adding that he had expected political parties to ensure a reasonable number of young people were adopted for parliamentary positions in order to strengthen youth representation in parliament.
Nothing for the youth without the youth. We don't want the youth to be on the table, but only to be on the menu. We want the youth to be on the table and fully participate. And right now, we are not satisfied with what is going on. The demand still stands. The youth must be in parliament so that we can add our voice to policy. We can add our voice to settling the narrative and creating a nation that we want to be part of at every level. So this issue of having young people only being left at the level of councillorship, that's tokenizing.
Opposition Economic Front President Winter Kabimba has urged Zambians to prioritize the character and integrity of aspiring candidates as they prepare to cast their vote in the August general elections. Mr. Kabimba said citizens should desist from voting based on handouts and instead focus on leaders with proven character and credibility. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Kabimba also advised voters against selecting political candidates who are detached from the communities they seek to represent. At parliamentary, ward and mayoral elections, Zambians must vote for political candidates who are on the ground and connected to the people as opposed to those who disappear and settle in Lusaka, said Mr. Kabimba. He stressed the need for citizens to be careful on the manner they vote, noting that the future of their households and communities is determined by the choices they make at the ballot box. Mr. Kabimba further said it is important for leaders to be thoroughly scrutinized before being elected, adding that candidates should be judged on their character, performance, and ability to deliver on their promises.
You know, you don't want to sleep in the village. You know, you have to go and sleep, find a lodge somewhere, because you have invested nothing in that village or in that area. You go and sleep, you know, in the lodge, come back the following morning, you are drinking mineral water. Just that in itself creates a gap between those people that are voting and yourself. They can't evaluate your character during that period. So how else do they judge you? The amount of money maybe that you are dishing out.
National Health Insurance Management Authority Acting Director for Health Insurance Services, Pepecho Kalowe, says the authority is currently processing over 200,000 claims every month, emphasizing its commitment to providing healthcare services across the country. Ms. Kalowe was speaking on behalf of the NIMA Director General Michael Njapao at the ongoing two-day media engagement organized by NIMA. She highlighted that since the organization's establishment, NIMA has digitally processed more than 12.5 million claims. NIMA is more than just a health insurance scheme. It is a social protection mechanism, said Ms. Kalowe. Ms. Kalowe also said that NIMA has over 400 accredited public, private and faith-based healthcare providers across the country.
It was against the background that the government of the Republic of Zambia enacted National Health Insurance Act No. 2, supported by the SIS 2019, and through this act, NIMA was established. NIMA was therefore created to provide financial protection and ensure that citizens can access quality healthcare services without suffering financial harm. Ladies and gentlemen, since its inception, NIMA has continued to grow and evolve. What started as a policy vision has now become a national system, supporting millions of Zambians through over 400 healthcare providers, both public and private, faith-based healthcare providers.
Infra News. Next week's India-Africa Forum Summit has been cancelled due to the Ebola crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. The fourth edition of the summit, which fosters diplomatic interactions between India and countries of the African continent, was set to be held in Delhi from 28 to 31st May after more than a decade. On Thursday, India and the African Union said in a joint statement that the summit was being postponed due to the emerging public health situation on the continent and that a new date would be announced later. The move comes days after the World Health Organization, WHO, declared the latest Ebola outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. Coming up shortly, NATO chief welcomes U.S. sending 5,000 troops to Poland. This and more. Stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy. But some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness.